This is Dial a Saint, introducing St. Thomas Becket. At first glance, the life of Thomas Becket seems to show us that hard work in politics could earn for him not only the prestige and power of Chancellor to the King of England at the age of 36, but 7 years later to be given the title of Archbishop of Canterbury. However, it was his loyalty to the King of the Universe which led him to be martyred just 8 years after that, and so become one of the most popular saints of his day. Thomas was born in London, England, in 1118, just 58 years after the Norman conquest. His father was a businessman, and the family lived comfortably. He was sent to finish his studies in Paris, but upon his return he found that his mother had died and the family business had failed. Thomas had little interest in commerce, and was able to become attached to the household of the Archbishop of Canterbury. Thomas soon proved himself skillful in doing things and getting things done. He had a concern for detail and completed his tasks with efficiency, thoroughness, but with tact and consideration for others. His lively conversation attracted others who desired that he be a part of their company. The Archbishop came to recognize his talents, and so he was invited to accompany the Archbishop on several trips relating to matters of business. Soon he was appointed to the important administrative position of Archdeacon of Canterbury. The new king, Henry II, was considered to be one of the ablest monarchs of his day. Thomas's skills seemed to complement his own, and so the king appointed him Chancellor to the crown. Both were young and shared similar interests for justice and uniform laws. It was said they were of one heart and mind in affairs of state and even lighter moments. When the elderly Archbishop of Canterbury died, Henry saw that if Thomas, his chancellor, were in this powerful church position, the king could reestablish his control over the church, as his early ancestors had done. Thomas was quite aware of the king's thoughts, and warned the king that if he were appointed archbishop, he would be obliged to oppose Henry's plans to control the church, and that the king's friendship and favor would soon turn to hatred. Henry ignored Thomas's advice, and even pressured Rome to the extent that the papal legate had to convince Thomas to accept. Finally, Thomas resigned as chancellor to the king's dislike, but he was ordained a priest and then appointed archbishop the next day. Thomas changed his life considerably. He wore a rough shirt of hair against his skin and dressed in a plain black cassock, which was far from the royal robes he had worn as chancellor. He rose early to read scriptures, said mass daily, met with the monks of the cathedral, visited the sick, gave alms, and personally reviewed the candidates for priesthood. Soon conflicts arose between him and Henry about rights of jurisdiction over a churchman who had been acquitted by a church court of certain wrongs, and whether Thomas would approve certain royal customs which increased the king's power over the church. When Thomas refused to sign these, he was threatened with a large fine and advised to resign by several bishops who were loyal to the king. Thomas walked out of the assembly and slipped out of the country to France to explain his position to the Pope. The Pope agreed with Thomas and provided him with a safe place to stay, which was far from Henry's influence. After 6 years, Thomas realized that he must return to his see. During this time, the Archbishop of York and several bishops had openly sided with the king. Thomas issued the letters suspending the Archbishop of York and excommunicating the other bishops, and then began his return back to Canterbury. The churchmen who had been punished by Thomas told the king what had happened. Henry cried out in a fit of rage, "Why should this pest of a clerk continue to live and disturb me?" Four knights took him at his word and set out for Canterbury. They found Thomas in his cathedral near the altar of the Blessed Virgin, and there they murdered him before the eyes of the monks and townspeople. Everyone could see that Thomas was both a martyr and a saint. His body was buried in honor behind the main altar of his cathedral. Many miraculous cures were attributed to prayers offered to God through him. Devotion to this martyr was so great that the church announced that he was a saint in heaven just 26 months after his death. When the news of his death spread throughout Europe, many thousands made pilgrimages to his tomb in Canterbury Cathedral. Some years later, King Henry VIII of England, who wished to head his own church, destroyed the tomb and scattered the remains of his body. The life of Thomas Becket completed the answer which Christ gave to the question asked of him. One must reserve for God what is God's, and give to Caesar that which is Caesar's. There are certain areas of our life which are governed by God's laws and rules. When we recognize these areas and live as he requires us to do, we will be rewarded with eternal life with him in heaven.